You've heard of artist-in-residence and writer-in-residence programs. The University of Oregon runs an elder-in-residence program, the idea being to bring somebody who is considered an elder in a community that is generally not well represented at the university to campus for talks and lectures and visits. The elder-in-residence at the University of Oregon this year is Ramon Ramirez, long a central figure in the work for farm worker rights in Oregon. He's on campus this week for a number of events, including a public session tonight at 6 in the Global Scholars Hall, Great Room 123 on the University of Oregon campus in Eugene. There are several other sessions today with students. And I am certain that the immigration discussion that President Obama raised last night will certainly be one of the topics of discussion when Ramon Ramirez gets on the line with us and when he visits with students at the U of O campus today. So let's throw this open to the phones and the email box and get you involved as well. If you are aware of what the president had planned to do or did, in fact, listen or watch last night, as he announced the plans for executive action through immigration as opposed to congressional action, what thoughts formed in your mind? What did you think about the whole discussion even before it got to the point of President Obama making his announcement? Where do we stand with immigration in America? What is fair for people who are technically here illegally and yet have known nothing but America for a long time, particularly the young people who are the ones that are the primary focus of the presidential action, avoiding deportation for 5 million Americans who have never known any other place to live but here? What do you think about where we should be going with immigration reform in this country? 800-838-3760, 800-837-6060. Or jx@jeffnet.org. Let's talk about immigration as I call up some information about exactly what it was the president talked about last night. And as we wait for Ramon Ramirez to join us on the line from Eugene in the midst of his elder-in-residence program, this is probably a topic near and dear to his own heart. So I hope we get him on here fairly soon. Let's hear what you have to think. Immigration reform in America. As you're probably aware, the Senate, in Democratic hands then and still now, at least for a few more weeks, passed a comprehensive immigration reform bill in 2013, sent that bill to the House, and it was never brought up for a vote. We're talking about comprehensive immigration reform in the sense of a pathway to legality for people who are in the country without papers. We're talking about not amnesty necessarily, but a way for people to get back into the pathway to citizenship through the paying of taxes and fines. And as the president puts it, getting back in the back of the line for getting in line for citizenship. Let's hear what you think about working toward immigration reform in America, either through Congress or through executive action, as the president detailed last night in his speech to the country at 5 o'clock our time. What do you think should be happening with immigration reform? Let's hear your thoughts at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Immigration reform is expected to be a hotly contested issue, obviously not just in the immediate future. You probably heard the reactions in the news segment over the course of the morning about the response from Congress, anger being expressed by John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. I don't know if we've heard from Mitch McConnell yet today, the Republican leader in the Senate, soon to be the Senate Majority Leader, talking about the president taking executive action, going around Congress, over the heads of Congress, however you want to look at it. This is a different situation from what had been talked about in making action through Congress. This is executive action instead, in which Congress is not involved. So what are your thoughts about the components of immigration reform as we're talking about it? What are your thoughts about the way it's being handled? And you can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. We have established contact. Ramon Ramirez from the Elder in Residence Program at the University of Oregon with us here now on the Jefferson Exchange. Ramon, thanks so much for joining us today. Are you there, Ramon? Ramon? Ramon, I should point out, is the founding member and current president of the farm workers' rights organization PCUN, P-C-U-N, which is a Spanish acronym for the name that it means something totally different in English, which is Northwestern Tree Planters and Farm Workers United, which is Pineros y Campesinos Unidos del Noroeste, which obviously becomes PCUN, P-C-U-N. Ramon Ramirez is the head of that organization, the elder in residence at the University of Oregon. And here we go. Ramon, you there?
Yes.
All right.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Very good to have you.
Thank you.
Sorry, we ran into a bit of a snag here. It's just a stroke of luck to have you scheduled the day after the president announced his immigration moves. And in fact, you were arrested at the U.S. Capitol last year demonstrating for immigration reform. What sorts of feelings did you emerge from last night's announcement with?
Well, I think overwhelmingly, I think it was we were really supportive. What this means is that it'll bring relief to a community that has had to face a broken immigration system. I personally have been affected by the fact that we have a system that doesn't work. My family has had to wait outside the country for 14 years when they had the application approved, just like within 9 months. So while this is not a comprehensive immigration reform package, which we really, really need, but this is a step in the right direction, and we applaud the president for taking a bold action, for his courage to bring a relief to about 5 million undocumented folks who are hardworking people. They're the backbone of the Oregon economy. These are the people that work every day to put food on our table, and yet they're not afforded the same rights that that other workers have had for many, many years. And so we applaud the government, the president for his action. And we also at the same time want to make a call to the Oregon congressional delegation and also to both parties that it's time to work together at a common immigration solution that first and foremost reunites families. So again, I want to thank the president for his bold action.
Are you concerned that that by taking executive action and the negative response from Congress that this might poison the well, as John Boehner put it a few weeks ago, and result in no immigration reform emerging from Congress over the next 2 years?
No, I'm not. In fact, I think it's an incentive for the Republican leadership in the House to take action now, because if they don't agree with the affirmative action that the government that the president has taken, well, they just simply have to pass a comprehensive immigration bill, and the president's executive order goes away. As simple as that. So I think what's happening and with the immigration debate is that it's all politics, and they don't feel like they want to give hand the president a victory. And I'll tell you this, that if the Republicans ever want to take the White House again, especially in 2016, they have to do something on immigration reform, because in order to win the White House, they have to have over 40% of the Latino vote. And right now, I'll tell you that the Latino vote, the Latinos will not vote for Republicans because they're dragging their feet on immigration reform. In our community, number one issue in terms of the issues facing our community is immigration, besides jobs, education, and crime.
Let's talk about your work in Oregon, Ramon, and tell us about how PICUN came to be.
Well, we formed a farm worker union back in the 80s. We were an organizing committee for many years. We had asked Cesar Chavez to help us out build the union, and he actually did. He was here several times. I was with him the last time, just 10 days before his passing. And the reason why the farm worker union formed, PICUN, was because of the working and living conditions of farm workers. Farm workers have never enjoyed collective bargaining rights. Up to the forming of PICUN, farm workers didn't even have the right to make minimum wage, don't even had the right to health care, to any kind of benefits. So over the last 30 years that we've been around, the farm workers are starting little by little to get rights. And we have to thank the farm worker union for that. We have seen wages increase in the state of Oregon, and we've seen a lot of changes, positive changes in terms of the treatment of farm workers. But we have a long, long ways to go still.
Well, you know, you mentioned this happening in the 80s, and of course, Cesar Chavez, who helped you with the organization in Oregon, was doing his work in the 50s, 60s, 70s. Did the concept of farm worker rights just come late to Oregon or early to California?
No, it was done that way because we were one of the states that bordered California, And actually, our lawmakers in Oregon that were influenced heavily by the agricultural industry in the state at the time had convinced our lawmakers to develop laws that prohibited farm workers from organizing. So they felt the growers and the farmers did not want to have unionization of farm workers like in California. So they did everything in their power. In fact, one of the major barriers that Pekun had to face early on was that it was illegal to go on strike during harvest time in the state of Oregon. That's a complete violation of our constitutional right to assembly, and we were subject to arrest. So we took a couple years to litigate that and got it declared unconstitutional. And so after that, we organized the first union strike in the history of the state of Oregon, 6 months later. So over the years, we've had to work in the legislature to try to change what I consider institutional racism against farm workers because of the lawmakers back in the 60s and 70s created all these laws that prohibited farm workers from organizing.
Ramon Ramirez is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's a founding member and current president of the farm workers' rights organization, Pekun, Pineros y Campesinos Unidos del Noroeste, a farm workers' union for workers in the state of Oregon. He's also the elder in residence at the University of Oregon for this year and is on campus today and tomorrow, yesterday and today. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, and jx@jeffnet.org for an email. Here's Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the exchange.
Howdy. Originally, when Jeff announced his guest, I was figuring you were part of the Chavez Union. But I had a question to that deals with unions per se. Ever since Reagan destroyed PATCO, there's been an all-out war on organized labor in this country. How difficult is it to... you know, really get anything done?
All right. Thanks for that, Steve.
That's a very good question. And in fact, a lot of our supporters thought that the forming of a union of farm workers was impossible. So because we were organizing farm workers when precisely during the Reagan administration, when he had undone a lot of the laws that organized labor had fought for, or workers' rights over the last 60 years, and he was starting to undo them. And the other thing is that organized labor did not have a favorable position for immigrants at that time, and we were really organizing against the grain. And to have 30 years later a successful farm worker union in the state of Oregon is a tremendous a victory. It's a tremendous I would say it's tremendous that we're able to last this long. And I'll tell you that it was in part because we built a labor community union that also organized our supporters in a way that made them participate directly with farm workers in bringing about justice to the fields. And so we are appreciative of all the work that all our supporters in Eugene and Springfield and throughout Southern Oregon has given to Pekun to make the farm worker union a successful union in the state of Oregon, despite of the fact that we did this at a time when the union movement was at an all-time low. It was being attacked by the Reagan administration, and we were able to survive, thrive. But thanks to our supporters, workers, we couldn't have done it on our own.
You talked about going against the grain, particularly as the union movement was beginning to reverse and you were trying to start a union at that time. But there's a certain level of against the grainness just in the process of organizing, particularly with the constituency you worked with and still work with. Because, I mean, you're talking about people who are, A, very busy, B, potentially fearful of responses from employers and government to organizing. And so how much more difficult does that make your job, or has it made your job?
Very difficult. Very difficult because we're not only organized the unorganized, we're organized the never organized, meaning that we're organizing people that don't have any experience in developing any form of organization. Farm workers in the state of Oregon are predominantly from Mexico or from Central America. They have a fourth grade elementary level education, and they don't trust unions, because in their home countries, especially in Mexico, unions are usually considered, they have sweetheart contracts with companies. They're usually controlled by the government, and so there's a distrust. So it's taken us a long, long time for us to be able to build the credibility and the trust in farm workers to move our work forward. So it's been difficult. And what it also means is that we've had to develop new strategies, because we've not only built a farm worker union, we've built a community labor union, meaning that in organizing and improving the working and living conditions in the fields, but we've had to build housing. We've had to be involved in immigrant rights. We have a 24-hour FM radio station. We now have a leadership institute where we're training the next generation of leaders to organize farm workers. And we also are involved in farm worker housing, building dignified housing for farm workers. So we've had to do all that within the context of organizing farm workers on the farms.
So this goes far beyond just making the working conditions better. It's about making life better.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so...
Yeah, we also have... we've also been involved in organizing youth and women.
You mentioned the typical fourth grade education of a lot of the people you work with. And obviously the Elder in Residence program is about bringing groups that are underrepresented on campus to campus, elders from those groups. So, I mean, how rare is it that somebody, for example, from a Picun family ends up sending a kid to the University of Oregon?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's, I think, first of all, I want to thank the University of Oregon and the Office of Inclusion and Equity for selecting me as the elder. But it is very true. You know, one of the things that Picun is also involved in is in education. And just to be a little reflection here, you know, I've been nominated to be by the governor of the state of Oregon to be on the Higher Education Coordinating Council, which oversees the seven universities and colleges in the state. So I accepted the nomination on the condition, because I understand that if we are going to improve the farm workers, be led by the youth. They are the future of our community. I want to ensure that we send farm worker children to our best institutions in the state of Oregon, so that.
And we have silence. Ramon Ramirez, can you move a little bit where you are, if you can still hear me? There we go. Okay.
To also lead the union movement.
Do you, I'm curious about just the concept of being called an elder. You don't look like you're that old. So is the concept of being called an elder, I understand what the term means, but was it still something that brought you up a little short?
Yeah, I've been told that, you know, in my presentation last night, I was introduced. It was about a 5-minute presentation, and this one, a couple of young people came up to me and says, "Well, we were expecting this old guy with a to come up, you know, and then we seen you, and the whole concept of elder." I mean, they told me it was completely blown away by that, and I guess you know, it's all about doesn't necessarily mean your age. I'm 60 years old. But it also means that I've been involved in social justice movement for about 40 years now, and so more than 40 years. And so the concept of elder is, you know, the experience that one has working for change in the community is I think we have to look at it from a different prism.
You certainly have a chance to open the eyes of students at the University of Oregon who are not familiar with what you do and with the whole section of society that you come from. And what kinds of questions are they asking you as you go from classroom to classroom or session to session?
Yeah, it differs, but just to give you an example, Pecun is involved in a...
All right, silence again. We need you to move again.
And with retailers. And it's called the Executive, it's called the Equitable Food Initiative. And one of the major participants in that process is Costco. So we're developing a new sustainable certification label called EFI that that is developing a new system in agriculture, making it more equitable for farm workers as well as growers. And when I talk about Costco, is telling their growers that if they want to do business with Costco internationally, right, not only in the U.S., they have to they're going to have to opt into this this label. And so, you know, students are intrigued by that.
All right, that's the Equitable Food Initiative. We'll try to find a link to that that we can stick up on our Facebook page later in the day. The session tonight with Ramon Ramirez is called Forming Coalitions and Grassroots Organizing, 6 o'clock in the Global Scholars Hall, Great Room 123 at the University of Oregon campus in Eugene, where Ramon Ramirez is the elder in residence this year. Ramon, so good to get you on. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
All right, take care.